Welcome back to Kingdom in the Chaos, where we find God's truth in the middle of life's messiest moments. I'm so glad you're here today, because we're going to talk about one of the most life-challenging, life-changing, chain-breaking truths in all of Scripture. Grace. You know, life has a way of getting tangled. Sometimes it's because of things outside of our control, and other times, if we're honest, it's because we made a choice we wish we hadn't. And when the dust settles, the guilt and shame can feel like heavy weights that keep us from running to God. But here's the thing. Grace doesn't wait for us to clean ourselves up. It meets us right where we are. Today's devotional is your reminder that no matter how messy your story looks right now, God's grace is greater still. So let's take a deep breath and pray. Father, thank you for the gift of grace, so undeserved, yet so freely given. Thank you that you don't wait for us to have it all together before you love us. I pray for the listener today who feels weighed down by mistakes, by regrets, or by shame. Wash over them with your mercy and remind them that nothing can separate them from your love. Replace their self-condemnation with peace. Replace their fear with trust. And their hopelessness with the confident truth that in you, they are forgiven and free. In Jesus' name, amen. Our verse today is Ephesians 2:8. For by grace, you have been saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Life gets messy, sometimes in ways we never saw coming, and sometimes because of our own choices. We say the wrong thing, we react out of pain, or we fall short of the person we wanted to be. And when the dust settles, what's left can feel like chaos. Regret, guilt, shame, or just a sense of being lost. It's easy to believe the lie that we have to fix ourselves before we can come back to God. That we have to earn our way back into His presence or to prove we're worthy of His love. But grace doesn't work that way. Grace is a gift, freely given, never earned. It covers every broken piece, every mistake, every heartache caused by things we wish we could undo. God's grace is wide enough to meet you in your lowest valley and strong enough to lift you back up again. He's not waiting for a cleaner version of you. He's already reaching for you now, right in the middle of the mess. His love doesn't come with conditions. It comes with open arms and the promise of forgiveness. So today, if your heart feels heavy or your past is shouting a little louder than usual, pause and remember, grace is greater. Greater than your failures. Greater than your doubts. Greater than whatever it is trying to tell you that you're too far gone. Let that grace wash over you like healing rain. Let it free you to start again with a new mercy, with a new hope, and with the steady truth that you are still deeply loved by God. Jesus, thank you for your amazing grace that covers my messes and mistakes. Help me to stop beating myself up and to accept your gift of forgiveness and love. Teach me to extend that same grace to myself as well as to others. Thank you for meeting me where I am and loving me just as I am. In Jesus' name, amen. What I want to leave you with today, is there a mistake or regret that you are holding on to? Write it down. Then ask God to accept His grace and forgive yourself. How can you extend that same grace to someone else this week? Friend, if today's reminder about God's grace touched your heart, hold on to it. Let it shape the way you see yourself and the way you step into tomorrow, because you are loved, you are forgiven, and you are never too far gone for God to reach you. If this episode encouraged you, would you share it with someone who might need the same hope today? And if you haven't yet, make sure you're following the Kingdom in the Chaos podcast so you never miss a moment of truth and encouragement. This is Casey with Kingdom in the Chaos. I'll see you tomorrow.